muted. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Bactiguard Q1 report. Today, I'm pleased to present CEO Kristian Kinck, CFO Fredrik Järrsten, and COO Johan Rockfeldt. For the first part of this call, all participants will be in listen-only mode, and afterwards, there will be a question and answer session. CEO Kristian Kinck, please begin your meeting.
Thank you. Dear friends, welcome to the Q1 report for Bactiguard. Before we start, I would like you all to know that the presentation that we will be following is on the first page on our webpage, where you can find it. Just a quick comment as for the Q1. I would like to say that we are definitely pleased with the Q1, but not completely satisfied. We're happy to see that sales and profitability is moving in the right direction, but I will keep you all hanging just a little bit before we dig into the numbers. As you are aware of, we always have a theme in our quarterly presentations, and this theme this time is sepsis. I would like you all to welcome our CEO, Johan Rockfeldt, and take us through why sepsis is such a great challenge around the world. Please, Johan.
Please turn to page two in the presentation. In March, Bactiguard became official sponsor of the Global Sepsis Alliance, which is a nonprofit organization with the aim of raising awareness of this huge problem of sepsis around the world, and also has the aim to reduce sepsis-related deaths by 20% by 2020. One key activity for the Global Sepsis Alliance is the World Sepsis Day that they're launching every year on September 13. Countless events around the world are raising the awareness of this huge problem. This Sepsis Day will hopefully become one of the nine official World Health Days. Right now, the Global Sepsis Alliance is working closely with the World Health Organization to get this passed as a resolution. Why are we doing this? Well, please turn to page number three. Some facts about sepsis. 27 million people are affected every year around the world, of which 8 million die. This makes sepsis one of the top killers in the same level as cancer is today. In Sweden, our home country, almost 40,000 people suffer from sepsis every year, making it a huge problem. Almost half of all sepsis are due to hospital-acquired infections. If we look closer at the ICU, which is an important area for us in the hospital, one-third of the patients with sepsis in the ICU die without ever leaving the hospital. It's a huge problem. In the U.S., sepsis alone accounts for more deaths than prostate cancer, breast cancer, and AIDS combined. Turn to page number four. Another reason we're involved in this is that the fight against sepsis goes hand in hand with the fight against antimicrobial resistance. More than 200,000 neonatal deaths were attributable to resistant sepsis infections. Infections that became sepsis, but with the bacteria were resistant to antimicrobials. Of course, a gigantic problem. Half of all these cases occurred in some very big countries where we're present in the developing world, such as India and China. Why are we doing this? Well, obviously, it's a huge problem. We want to be a part of putting the light on this and raising the awareness and also helping to solve the problem. The doctors that care and are involved mostly with this are critical care doctors, or also called intensivists. These are our key segment in the hospital. We communicate with them daily, and they use all our three products. As a matter of fact, as we speak, today and tomorrow, May 4th and May 5th, we are participating in a sepsis event in São Paulo in Brazil. It is a large sepsis forum, and we are exhibiting there together with our new partner, Biodina, which we announced yesterday evening, actually. This is our first great event here where we can meet these doctors and present our solutions. Thank you.
Thank you, Johan, for those very insightful comments. Let's turn to the next page. And there was a large transaction in acquisition form as of last week when Becton Dickinson announced that they are acquiring C.R. Bard for an astronomous amount of $24 billion. That was a premium of 25%. I would like to stress everyone into the following comment that we are doing business as usual. This is not in any way affecting us negatively, rather on the contrary. But as from our perspective, what we can say is quite obvious. We are happy that such a big and great company as Becton Dickinson stressed the importance of preventing infection control and hospital-acquired infections all around the world. They estimate alone in the U.S. that healthcare-associated infections amount for some $10 billion extra in healthcare spending. One out of 15 patients are affected. And why then did BD acquire C.R. Bard? They basically gave four reasons, and the second reason is because they want to enlarge their infection control division. And they were missing one out of three. They do have presence in the surgical site infections. They do have presence in the central line associated bloodstream infections. But they were missing a preventive solution against the biggest of them all, which is catheter-associated urinary tract infections. And voila, that's Bactiguard, because that is the product that we have been working on together with C.R. Bard since 1995, and it holds Bactiguard's technology on it. So I would like to state again that we see this as business as usual, but if anything, this would definitely affect us on the positive side. The company, BD and C.R. Bard, goes from 10,000 employees to some 60,000 employees, so it's quite a massive acquisition. The intent is that the estimation is completion will take part during fall of 2017. Turn to the next page. So, our key priorities for 2017 are the same as we have said before. We still aim to double sales within our own portfolio, BIP, Bactiguard Infection Protection Portfolio. I will come back to that. We are definitely driving new license business, and as you have seen, we are doing that quite successfully. We intend to drive sales, of course, but with a maintained cost control, which is essential for our profitability. As from this quarter, you're seeing that we're doing that with a rather great outcome. We are not forgetting at all to secure the long-term financing solution, and we are working extensively on that, and we are in meetings as we speak. So all in all, this should lead to our financial targets, and we are quite on a good way already now by increasing 20% on sales and reaching a 30% EBITDA margin after time. Let's move to the next page. So let's dive into Q1, the highlights. What have we seen so far? I think it's very difficult to not notice that we are very strong on sales. We're growing by 58%. And I would like to state already here, of course, the SmartWise deal done in Q1 helps enormously here. We have booked $1 million sales into the quarter. But if we exclude the SmartWise deal, I'm still very pleased with the underlying growth being 24%. From a margin perspective, you can see that we are now reaching our EBITDA margin by 33%, which is positive. Underlying revenue from Bard has now been normalized, and we are very pleased to see that. This has been varying a little bit in the past, but we are now seeing a very, very stable income from Bard. As Johan was saying, we are shifting more and more focus into pushing and promoting the full BIP portfolio of the three products, the triple solution, we call it, which is, of course, our Foley catheter in the urinary tract, our bloodstream catheter, and our respiratory catheter. Why? Because this gives a great solution to the healthcare system, and it also creates a diversification of the risk within Bactiguard. And here we have seen a very positive outcome for the quarter. On repeat deliveries, we're happy to see that Germany in particular is doing very well. We launched during the quarter and we are seeing repeat orders from Germany, and we expect this to have a very positive effect on Europe overall. We have mentioned that we are about to launch in Egypt. This has not been done so far, but we did come in with a new partner in Egypt, and this is positive for us. We continue to drive and build on our clinical documentation, with Hong Kong being the last study in line showing positive results for Bactiguard. And as Johan said also, as of last night, we expanded our presence in South America by adding Biodina as our partner. I will come back to that a little bit later. So, move to the next slide. As for delivered products, we have said before that we are aiming to double volume as for 2017, as we did in 2016. I would like, though, to draw your attention to the following fact. We will be much more focused going forward of actually double sales in value. And as you can see for the quarter, you see year on year that we are somewhat down on the actual delivered volume. This is not very surprisingly, given that we had a very strong delivery in Q1 last year as we moved into China. But having said that, we are though pleased to see that more than well, the value makes up for the loss in volume. So as you can imagine, this is something that will be a strong focus for Bactiguard going forward, in particular in the European markets and in the Middle East. I will come back to that soon. Let's move to the next slide. So then, how are we doing when we look quarter on quarter? Well, as you can see here from a rolling 12 months, from the fourth quarter 2014, you see that we are actually doing okay. We are not satisfied, but we are on the right road here and the right direction, moving into a very strong growth. When you take the CAGR, you see that we are doing year-on-year 17% growth, which is somewhat under our goal of growing by 20%. But here we feel quite confident as for the remainder of 2017. Let's move to the next slide. So let me just please invite you all to a quick tour around the world and what we are doing. Let's start in the east, where my dear friend Johan Rufus just came back from a trip to China. I would say that we are still very, very active in the Chinese market together with our partner. We are moving from territory to territory, and this is going definitely according to plan. We see very positively on the Chinese sales for this year. India as well, we are seeing great traction in the hospital. We are covered here in India with a little bit of a different strategy, not to go with one single partner in India, but rather divide it. The country or the continent into different areas, and this is being done as we speak. The reaction I have already now from my friends in India is that we are not seeing anything else than great interest to our solution, and that it's also doable in the Indian market. This gives me great confidence, given that India is a very price-sensitive market. As for the Middle East, that we were not pleased with at all during 2016. I think we're off to a good start. We're back on track and we are seeing strong activities, and we believe that the Middle East will come back to the position that it should be for Bactiguard. A big, big focus for us during 2017 is Europe, no doubt about it. Looking at the DAC region, which is then Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, we have a strong foothold here. I personally just visited both Germany and Austria, and I'm very, very pleased with what I'm seeing. We have chosen selectively the partners, and they are doing a very good job. We hope and we intend to come back with some add-on markets in Europe during 2017, and that's something for later. As you have noticed also, we took a tender in the south of Sweden, in Kalmar, and that also strengthened our home position. Last but not least, Latin America. As Johan mentioned, we are very delighted to welcome Vaidina into the Bactiguard family, taking over responsibilities for Brazil. Brazil, until now, has been somewhat disappointing, and therefore we are very, very happy to get such an experienced company with more than 50 years in the market and a very strong, solid, family-owned company. So this is something we will follow with great interest. Let's move to the next slide. Looking into the license business, I hand over to you, Johan Rudfeldt. Please take it away.
Slide number 11, the license business. First and most important, of course, C.R. Bard, our long-term partner since 1995. Which continues to generate stable revenues year after year. And as you can see, this quarter was no exception. We had a strong revenue from Bard. Our second license partner is Vigilance Medical, which was signed in 2015. This is for orthopedic implants for the ASEAN markets. Currently, our work is ongoing to get the product approved, and clinical trials are also ongoing. So we look forward to those results very soon. And the third license partner, which was announced earlier this year, is with SmartWest. I will come back to that just in a second. Also very important to mention is that we have several ongoing discussions at different stages with companies and hope, of course, to close another license deal not too long in the future. Let's go and look at page 12, which is the SmartWest. Or summary of the SmartWise deal. It was announced earlier in the quarter, and we actually made a more detailed presentation in the Q4 report and presentation. But let me give you a short summary. This is a new therapeutic application. We're very excited about it. It's advanced vascular injection catheters aimed at delivering high-dose, locally targeted therapies to damaged tissue in remote areas of the body. And this very advanced catheter will then be Bactiguard coated, which will reduce the risk of infections, thrombosis, and other allergic reactions in these very critically ill patients. SmartWise Sweden AB is a privately owned company, innovative company in Sweden, and one of its owners is Christian Kink, our CEO. The transaction of the deal is worth $2.5 million, and it's for the exclusive and global rights to use the Bactiguard technology for this particular application. And these $2.5 million are payable during this year. And the first $1 million was accounted for in the quarter, and the remaining $1.5 million will be equally distributed over the remaining three quarters of the year. After that initial amount, we look forward to royalty payments from third-party sales once the products have been approved and commercialized. And we are looking for that in the time frame of from now 3 to 5 years. Very excited about this opportunity and the very advanced product. Yes, that was it for the license.
That was good enough. Thank you very much, Johan. We then move to the next slide where we see the launch of BIPSIP. And what on earth is BIPSIP? It's Bactiguard Infection Protection Clinical Implementation Program. How's that for an abbreviation to you all? When you sell something that Bactiguard is doing, preventing healthcare social infections, we are not selling a product, we are selling a solution. That means also it is extremely vital to have a good supporting system helping the healthcare providers to really minimize all risk elements in order to drive down infections. This is what BIPSIP represents. It's a fantastic, and I'm very, very proud of it, program for healthcare workers that we have developed in collaboration with the Karolinska University Hospital. Here you see a tool that you can see as a professional education for proper treatment, guidelines, routines, etc. This brings extremely strong and valuable added value to the healthcare service. This program has already been launched in Sweden. We are now running it all over Sweden in different areas. But more importantly is that this program is also being taken global now to all of our partners, and we see a very, very strong and positive effect where we intend to see reduction of infection rates all around the world. So, move to the next slide. Number 14, financial highlights. Well, as I said initially, it's always nice being a CEO when all arrows are pointing straight up. I think, though, it's very fair to be humble about this and also say the following. Of course, it is great that we're seeing revenues taking off from 26 million to 41 million, an increase of 58%. But I would also like to remind us all, $1 million of that is due to the SmartWise deal, which is of course not negative, but the underlying business is still increasing by 24%. And this is something that makes me very, very confident. As from the EBITDA level, yes, it is 33% in the quarter, and it's gone from minus 1.6 to 13.4 and actually giving us a positive result on the last line, which we are very happy about. Moving on to the next slide and looking again at our different revenue streams, I hand over to you, Fredrik, our CFO.
Right, thank you, Christian. Yes, on that page, just again, repetition, we have two revenue streams in the income statement. The first one regarding the license business, which now is expanding since we have the CRBARD, we have the Digilens, and we have the SmartWise deal. The other part, we have the revenue stream, is the BIP portfolio. That's BIP revenues from direct sales of our products. Currently, the three products, BIP Foley, BIP ETT, and CVC. Right. Next page, page 16, we show the distribution of revenues and accounts. So in Q1, the bulk of revenues, 67%, came from license revenues related to CRBARD. That amounted to 27.4 million SEK. Out of that, positive currency SEK was 2.5 million SEK. Now, just if you compare that to Q1 in 2016, as you can see in the pie chart, license revenues from BARD was 88% of total revenues. So this quarter, we obviously had a significantly less dependency on that CRBARD revenue. New license revenues related to the license agreement with SmartWise, 8.8 million SEK, or 21% of revenues for this quarter. And as we have said, this revenue represents the first part of the total revenue of $2.5 million in 2017. And the remaining part, as you have said, will be evenly distributed over this remainder of the year. Sales of BIP products, 12% of revenues, sales primarily to Europe and the Middle East. Out of the 2.8 million revenues, 2.5 million had a cash flow effect, and the remaining revenues correspond to reduction of the debt item deferred revenue in the balance sheet. So delivered volume lower in the first quarter compared to corresponding quarter last year, but as Christian said, that is compensated by high revenue per product following more sold products of high value, which is uncentral venous catheter and endotracheal tube. Other revenues, 2 million in the quarter, that's 5% of revenues, largely attributable to exchange rate differences and e-grants with open projects. So, total revenue for the quarter, in summary, 41 million, which is up 58% compared to Q1 last year. Next page. We continue to show the development by quarter of a license revenues from CRBARD. In Q1 2017, license revenues, as we have commented on, back at a normal stable level, even when excluding positive exchange rate effect of 2.5 million. Now, the effects of the additional one-off order has affected comparison numbers. It affected numbers for Q1 in 2016, as well as Q3 and Q4 2015. But this comparison effect will not be a factor going forward. Next page 18. We have key figures on that page. We already commented on the revenue and the EBITDA. Commenting on costs, total OpEx for the quarter, defined as other external expenses, personnel costs, and other operating expenses, that amounted to 24 million SEK in the quarter. That is approximately 1 million lower than Q1 2016, and about the same level as in Q4. Now, personnel costs, 1 million higher though, but that reflects the growth in average number of employees. We went from 57 employees to 64 on average. Operating profit for the quarter, 4.4 million. That includes depreciation amounting to 9 million SEK, which is, as you know, done around material and immaterial assets. Technology is related to Bactiguard products. That is the largest asset in the balance sheet. And that amounted to 231 million in the quarter. Net profit, Q1, 4.1 million, which we're very happy about, obviously. Financial items for the quarter, negative with interest costs on our bank loans, having the most impact, 1.3 million SEK. And then operating cash flow, that was on the other hand, negative with 2 million. It included cash flow from investing activities of 500,000 SEK. Increase in accounts receivables related to this first payment from license agreement to Smartwise, that affected operating cash flow negatively. But this receivable of $1 million was paid in Q2 in April. Then, next page, financial position. As of 31st of March, we had an equity ratio of 61%. We had a net debt of 151 million SEK and a cash position of 13.7 million. Adding to the liquidity, we also have an overdraft facility of 30 million, not utilized at all on the 31st of March. So we had the refinancing of the bond loan in Q4, refinanced with a bank loan of 100 million SEK maturing in December 2017, and a loan from the shareholders, main shareholders, of 50 million SEK, which is maturing in June 2018. I'd also like to comment again on the interest rates. Interest rates of 3.5% on these two facilities. Annual interest costs going forward is amounting to 5.3 million. And comparing to last year, 2016, that was 15.3 million. And with that, moving on to the next page. You all know our financial targets. Just highlighting that the 20% growth for the five-year period, we have a base year in 2015, and we are looking on a five-year period out of that, 118.5 million as a starting point, and the EBITDA margin of at least 30% at the end of the five-year period. And with that, hand over to Christian for concluding remarks.
Thank you, Fredrik. So, how to summarize what we just said? We are pleased, but not satisfied. Everything can always be a little bit better, and so as well for Bactiguard. We cannot, though, avoid the fact that we had a very good start on the financial year 2017. We are positive of seeing the strong revenue growth and margins following along that, and that is something that makes us proud. I think it is important to state, though, that Smartwise is of great value to us. Of course, it's also bringing in a very healthy cash flow, but maybe more importantly is that it puts us on the global map. Because the big guys out there are seeing that deals are being made with Bactiguard and going into different areas in the body. And now we are moving into bone and the magic of osseointegration. So for this, we are very grateful, because there are quite a few ongoing discussions behind the scenes. And as we have said before, we are as confident as before that we aim to sign at least one more license deal as of this year. But also paying the bills for SCR BARD, we are pleased to see that we are back on normal, seeing a very stable revenue line coming from SCR BARD. Expansion of our own portfolio is following our plans, both in Europe and in the Middle East. So let's say, all in all, I would say that we are well positioned for growth and seeing a very strong year. But having said that, I think it is very important to close with another remark. No one within this sector can avoid the fact of BT's transaction of SCR BARD last week. Why? Because it puts a very well-deserved focus on the area where we are active, my war without an army, preventing hospital-acquired infections. So I would like to close that this has sent a very pleasant shockwave around the world, bringing our message with us. And that's something that is going to help us, and we are therefore looking very confident for the year of 2017. And with those words, I would like to thank you all for listening, and I now hand over for questions to the moderator. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad, and you will enter a queue. And our first question comes from Johan Unnerus from Swedbank. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Thank you, and good morning. Congratulate to, well, at least partly, very good quarter. The first question is relating to the objective then to double sales, direct sales then, from the growth portfolio. For 2017, the level in Q1 was a bit on the low side, and the sales last year was 15.7, so I guess that leaves you with closer to 29 million to do over the coming three quarter compared to, well, about 13 over the same period last year. So that's a pretty steep step up. How confident are you that you can manage to pull that one off?
Thank you, Johan. And as always, a very sharp reflection from your side, and I was waiting for that question. Yes, you are definitely right. And my simple answer to your question is that we are very confident to fulfill that objective. We are seeing, as I tried to mention during the call, we are seeing a very positive trend in China. We are seeing a very strong trend in India as well. This is something, as you are aware of, deliveries, shipment, etc., they are somewhat lumpy for us, as it has been before. And therefore, we are looking quite positively on the second quarter. Yes, we are definitely satisfied with the Far East. Looking into the Middle East, here we are also seeing good results. Some partners will be changed, as in any kind of business, so also for Bactiguard. We're seeing a very strong momentum, and that will also be shown in Q2 and in Q3. And last but not least, of course, is Europe. And I think you appreciate, as well as I do, we are extremely, I would say, pleased with the choice of partner being Röser in the German market. Röser, with years of experience in one of the most challenging markets in the world, being Germany, are off to a very good start, and we are already seeing repeat orders. That gives me confidence for the whole DAC region, but even more for Europe, to be very honest. And we are working very actively on our current and existing partners in Europe, but also by broadening the portfolio with one or two major markets out there. And those I will come back to you. So summarizing to your question, yes, you are saying from 15 to 29, and I just nod my head and say that, yes, that's exactly what we're aiming for, and we are quite confident we will fulfill that.
Okay, and that's appreciated. And what about Brazil? You hadn't partnered that. It was pretty obvious earlier that it was slow. Well, the market is slow there, and you were not happy. Should we see the new partner as an add-on or a replacement, or that could be another question?
I will hand that over to Johan Rugfeldt, but the question is very important and interesting, so it deserves a proper answer. So Johan,
The new partner, Biodina, is not an add-on, it is a replacement. We have carefully evaluated the situation together with Promedon, who was our partner for this market, and come to a conclusion that they are not the right partner for us. They have not been able to get sales going in the way we were expecting. And we've been searching for a while for a better partner, and Biodina seems to be exactly what we're looking for. They have a very good track record in introducing new products, and they are a pure sort of distributor and selling other companies' products, as opposed to actually Promedon, who had their own product portfolio, and that sometimes is not the ideal partner for us. They focus too much on their own products, and that was the case here as well. So yes, we are very confident that we will improve the situation quite a lot in a very large market where we see big potential. That's the answer.
I might also add there, Johan, I had the pleasure to actually be over and meeting Edson Petrillo, the founder and the owner of the company. And giving the vast and long experience they have, over 50 years, as we all know, the financial situation in Brazil has been up, down, up, and going around. So let's say companies surviving over that long time of experience, they tend to have a very good and healthy risk aversion in their portfolios. So also the relations and the strength they had within the Brazilian healthcare market was something that gave me great confidence. But once again, I think humble is the word for today. The future will tell us, but so far so good, and we're off to a flying start as we speak right now in Sao Paulo. Yes.
So should we expect sort of channel filling orders or stocking up, or is it too early to?
No. We have. There's a plan, of course, with Fidina, and they will. In order to really get going in the market, they need to do some stock filling up here initially, and so yes, we will see orders coming from Brazil soon.
Okay, and another more important market is India, of course. I guess you need to focus on different regions and have different partners. You have some already. How should we see? Can we expect you to add partners and channels already during 17? And will the new channels and partners add volumes already during 17, or is it too early to tell?
Brilliant question. And the answer is also quite easy. The answer is yes. You are spot on target. Given the history in India, I think we are aware of, as many other medical device companies in Sweden, India is not a country, it's a continent, and treats it as such. So as we are aware of today, we have Incarp in the southeast. We are adding partners for the north and dividing it in X. That means I'm not revealing how many partners that will be, but yes, we anticipate to disclose and get our new partners going within the near future. So definitely, Johan, you should be expecting orders as for this year from them regarding India.
And China is more homogeneous, well, at least partly, market, and you've got a big partner there. What should we expect sort of in the phasing and repeat orders, volumes during 17? Can you give us any...
I will actually, we definitely will, and I will answer it in the following way, with Johan also jet lag just back from China, and please Johan, fill me in here. As we said and have earlier communicated, they took a rather large order in Q4. So let's say, therefore, we have not seen any orders as for Q1. Very, and I stress, very reasonable. I would be expecting orders for Q2 and Q3 and Q4 quite evenly spread. So we are definitely on track and seeing great intensity there. I don't know if you would like to add, Johan, something to that comment?
No, I think that's a correct assessment of the situation. With the big ordering in Q4 last year, you know, we didn't expect anything this quarter. We do expect new repeat orders in the remaining three quarters of the year, you know, possibly evenly spread or in two of the quarters bigger. But yes, there will be orders coming already next quarter.
And also on the license outlook, I mean, it's probably going too far in saying that you promise another deal, but you strongly point to another deal. Is the level of upfront payment, put it that way, as from the previous, most recent deal, is that a good guideline from prospects of adding a new deal license during 17?
I think as for the level, I will give you so much cred to say that it's a very good indication. It's a good indication. Also, having done the SmartMice deal with a third party, regardless if I am an owner or not, this has of course also bounced out in the medical device field. So some of the players that we are talking to are of course aware of this deal. As for the timing, you know me by now, I never promise when, but this is definitely what we are driving the license team towards. Yes.
Thank you. I think that was all from me.
Thank you, Johan.
Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you do wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. There are no further questions at this time. Please go ahead, speakers.
So, dear friends, thank you for listening in to the Q1 report. Summarizing again, we are pleased, but we are definitely not satisfied by this. We are working very, very hard, trying now to make 2017 the year that Bactiguard definitely deserves. I think we should all leave this call with the notion of there are things going on in the medical device world, and Becton Dickinson, being one of the giants, are honoring and looking into the area of preventing hospital-acquired infections. I think this is not to be misinterpreted by me, but it gives us good and strong boost in what we're doing, and that is filling us with great energy, making this a very, very nice journey. So bear with me and follow us on all the social media, because we will be delivering interesting news going forward. Thank you all for listening.